Okay, conceptual for TH. Two point oh, I guess. And really, I'm just not, just to clear my thoughts about it, I'm watching a documentary where they, in Swedish, where they say that spirituality and interest for the supernatural, for how do they express it? Yeah, like a higher spiritual background, so to speak, for this world is increasing. But still, there are a bunch of hurdles I can understand, of course, since they have been there all the time, especially in the Swedish secular society. That obstruct many people from exploring that possible spiritual dimension. I mean, just to mention a couple or a few, I think the first hurdle is, well, that's at least how I experienced it when I grew up. It's religion, the religions themselves. Because while having, I mean, historically, way back at least, monopoly on spirituality, I mean, here you were not allowed to be anything else than a Christian until like 3 years before I was born. So it's not that long back. But while having that position of extreme influence over the spirituality of lives of people, they have, of course, as we all know, turned into power structures, institutions, and have been used traditionally by leaders, very mundane leaders, to further their political and military causes. So, I mean, you could say they have been compromised. And yes, religion is a very good way to good tool, you could say, to control a society. Even Hitler writes that in his Mein Kampf. So he was not the only one to be aware of that fact. So, now I this started to turn into a TH episode, but let me just be brief here, because I just want to outline those for myself here, so to have a working plan, because I think that I should really focus on this kind of path. And then, well, so I don't know about you, but I was and still am to some extent I'm there again, speaky voice. Well, skip that. So, and in that process, I guess, the actual knowledge basis, the philosophical solidity, scientific validity, and so on. Came downplayed, and it turned into a faith. You believe in this. This is true. Why? Because it says so in the Holy Book. And if you question that, it means you don't have faith. So, and we often see it that way, that religion gets watered down, I would say, into some kind of, you believe in this and you follow a couple of tenets and simple practices, and there you are. That's it. Now, about science, is what is really a materialistic science based on the opposite assumption that there is no God, there is no soul, there is nothing supernatural, and so on. And then I would say as dogmatically sticking to that doctrine no matter what, they turn into a new materialistic religion that is as much about faith as the old one. I mean, who has seen the Big Bang? Who has seen the convincing proof that it even existed? yet if you challenge people on that, they say, well, I trust science. I believe in science. That's, you know, I'm good. I'm not one of those old-fashioned religious people. I'm modern. I'm scientific. So science originally based on the idea of only accepting that which you can see or prove beyond any doubt by enough evidence and a very solid theoretical explanation to go with it and repeatability and all of that of observation or experiments, it has turned very much into a faith too. So, and a faith in that once you look into it, it doesn't make sense either. No soul, no higher intelligence or control or it's all just a blind clockwork of machinery, including ourselves, and although being sophisticated and complex and fantastic beyond our, far beyond our understanding or even imagination, just self-assemble one day without any cause, without anything behind it. It's just doesn't make sense. And it, worst of all, reduces us to some robots. No one likes to talk about that, but really, if you follow the logic or reasoning behind this idea of materialism, that's where it leads. That's the result. And then trying to build a society upon that knowledge and live your life based on that knowledge, which is what you're supposed to be with and to do with knowledge, isn't it? Something you can, that can direct you, give you guidelines in your life. Well, maybe what we are seeing today in the world is what we got, but following the religion of materialism. So I think we need to look at those hurdles one by one. Another one may be that there are these people who are dissatisfied with both old-time religion and materialistic religion, and then just drift around looking for answers that others pretend to provide. Either psychopath cult leaders of the more cynical, exploitative kind, or romantic romantic. Self-appointed spiritual leaders. Roll their own version of the truth that they may be convinced in, but that is largely either invented by themselves or is a mishmash pieced together from different corners of the world. So, and we see often that too can turn into a circus of navel gazing and crystal crystals and incense and mediums and tarot and all that. So some people, they are put off by that spirituality is those kind of people dressed in hippie style. Doing funny things. And I think that what we need, the need that we see all the way through all of these, attempts at finding the truth and reality and life as it is and as it actually works to make us happy and satisfied and peaceful here. The need is a new spirituality that maybe shouldn't even be called spirituality, but life knowledge. Because that's what we want. What is this life? How does it work? Where does all this come from? Who are we actually? Why are we here? Where do we go afterwards? And I would say another hurdle is a nihilism hurdle. People telling you, until you believe it, there is no truth. You can never get answers. There is no answer to this. No one can ever know. Which is, of course, in a way, a self-defeating statement, because then how can they know that you can't? Because they have then declared another philosophy called nihilism, and the burden of proof is on them then to prove that that's correct. But you can never know according to themselves, right? So we will just look at these one by one on a kind of hero's journey. And the hero is you, who one day drop down into this world with a body, your very own body, and mind. With a life in front of you, with a responsibility built into that life to figure out what are you going to do here? What's going on here? Who are you? And you have to do things. You have to work, you have to go to school, you have to take care of yourself and others, and it's a pretty big challenge, which means that that burden of responsibility is there from birth, or at least from when we come out of our innocent childhood. But we can feel it even back then. So each one of us has this on us, and the society we live in, well, we expect it to give us the answers and the guidance. But if it can't, for whatever reason, then, well, we can do as many people do today, stop asking the questions and just going along with a simple script that we are given. Just get ahead somehow or other. Get your education. Try to look good. Dress smart. Make money. Enjoy buying things and consuming things. As long as possible, and so on. But many people today feel that this not can't be all there is to life. There must be something more. I can't be just a survival machine with some odd feature of searching, craving enjoyment and happiness and love. And other absurd dreams. It just doesn't make sense. And what about all those people and there are many of them on YouTube giving their testimonies who died and came back, who were clinically dead, having experiences of leaving the body, seeing it from the outside, being able to later give a correct account of what happened in the rural environment, and those who can remember previous lives that can also be verified and has been by researchers, university professors since decades. What about that? And all the other that we call paranormal experiences and research, that probably, if we shall be honest, most of us have had too in our own ways. There's just too much indication that there must be something beyond this surface world that we find with our seeing, experience with our, with the senses of this body. And this, of course, starts with the very fact that all that we are within a conscious being who feel and think and desire, who can love and hate, who can dream, come up with wonderful ideas, create wonderful things and so on. That all this that make up us within, the one who is looking out through the senses and so on, are qualities, properties, you could say, that are simply not material and can't be explained by anyone as arising from matter. And be produced by a machine. As some tell us that we only are. So, what I will try to do here, this is my quest, and I am just an ordinary little genie, just like you, sitting here inside, looking out, and trying to make sense of what I see. And I've decided to really get down to it. And not give up until I am satisfied and you are satisfied asking questions. And looking at the answers. So, I mean, we could continue with making up this idea with a hero's journey is good, actually. The little green genie on a hero's journey. This is our hero. He's trying to figure it out. But it is actually you and me. He's just like you and me. He could be you and me. We can make a little song even. And we could paint that hero's journey with the. You could do it in a kind of a little artistic and cool way with the way they normally are, that they are these monsters on the way that you have to face. And we could make little animations even or whatever. That, oh, today I'm facing this monster. Well, maybe that's a good idea. And make it in such a way that it doesn't just become some silly fairy tale thing, but that we shift it over a bit more to our reality here. Okay, here you have this little genie, and he is clearly a symbol of representing us as the soul inside this body, looking at what's going on out there in the world. And the monsters then, they appear there. Because now the blackness, that is good, the blackness in that room we see there in the video is actually his inside world. And the screen there that he's looking at is the outside world, the surface world. So we can develop that more. And then these demons, or whatever they are, can just appear there in the darkness. That could be very interesting, actually. It could be fun to make a few demons in Blender and just put them in the animation there. Why not? It's an easy thing to do, actually. Once I have created that guy, I'll just do another thing on my iPhone, speak the monster or whatever, and model some simple monster. And, yeah, put it in there. Actually, it's simple. Doesn't have to be very long either. Hmm.